Time to get back into our conversation with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. And this is continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Let's move on to opening a trout season. You know, some people are just sick and tired of steelheading, or they don't steelhead, and they're ready to go chase some brook trout. What are your thoughts on that? Different streams opening up, headwaters, that kind of thing.
Now you're going to have to fish low and slow. I mean, they're not going to be terribly active. If you are in a stream that has steelhead, you might have a pretty good egg bite if you're fly fishing. But other than that, you're going to want to fish with smaller baits. Small streamers are always a good choice. You know, Mickey fins, Betty's, that kind of stuff, fished in the slower water. They're going to be a little bit lethargic this year with the cold temps in the evening.
I would imagine, especially in the headwaters.
Yeah, that water's not going to be too warm.
Are you carrying live bait there?
Yep. I've got crawlers, leaf worms, waxies, spawn. Got everything right now. Also got some synthetics that people might want to try out. Got some stuff from Clear Drift again. They've got trout worms and eggs and egg clusters. Those might be a good option, you know, rather than using live bait, a lot cheaper in the long run.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, are they scented, or what are these plastics like?
They are not scented. Basically, what I do with them is I'll just take a package, divide it up into like three different bags, and then apply my own scents to each one of those. You know, you can use Dr. Juice and other stuff like that, and then you figure out what the fish like. So you're just creating your own power bait.
Are these most... Okay, so it's just like a power bait, but designed more for trout, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 100% for trout.
Now, when you talk about the color schemes that they have, I mean, is it any bright schemes like for steelheaders, or is it mostly natural colors?
They have both. You know, you've got your natural browns and that, but you also have like the bright red or pink San Juan worms, you know, just like the fly fishermen use. And then the egg clusters come in a bunch of different colors.
Sounds interesting. Anything else you want the trout fishermen to know about before they head out for opening day Saturday?
Let's see. I'm pretty much fully stocked on leaders, waders, everything like that. I do have the dry flies out for those that are going to be optimistic on that. I got a ton of olives and small midges and that kind of thing. There will be some fish rising if you go inland, that's for sure.
What about little spinners, inlines and whatnot?
Tons. Superior Lures just stopped by a little while ago and restocked those. I've got essentially Panther Martins for $3 and just about every color you can imagine.
Nice. Nick from Superior Outfitters getting everybody all fired up for opening a trout Saturday. And, of course, the steelheaders are pumped for fresh water to be open legally now, too. So thank you for your time today.
Yeah, have a good one, Adam.
Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette on Front Street. Check it out. This is The Outdoor Show.